Washington, this is VOA News. Islamic militants gain more ground in Iraq. Pakistanis flee North Waziristan. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Sunni militants in Iraq have seized two more border crossings, one with Syria and one with Jordan. And that comes in addition to the four nearby towns captured by insurgent forces since Friday. Security officials say the Islamic State of Iraq in the Levant is now in control of those towns in Iraq's western Anbar province. Meanwhile, at least six people were killed Sunday by a suicide bomber and a car bomb in the provincial capital of Ramadi. The attack targeted mourners at the funeral of an Iraqi police officer. President Obama is warning the insurgent strength could grow and destabilize other Mideast countries. President Obama says the U.S. must remain vigilant, but would not send U.S. troops occupying various countries wherever the terror organizations, in his words, pop up. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Cairo on the first leg of a trip through a region increasingly worried about the sectarian conflict in Iraq. VOA's Elizabeth Arad reports from the Egyptian capital.
One of Secretary of State Kerry's key messages during his tour is inclusion, both by the government in Iraq and in Egypt. Speaking Sunday in Cairo, Mr. Kerry warned of the dangers of Sunni extremists making gains against the Shiite-led government in Baghdad.
This is a critical moment where together we must urge Iraq's leaders to rise above sectarian motivations and form a government that is united in its determination to meet the needs and speak to the demands of all of their people.
But he said the U.S. is not engaged in choosing or advocating for any one individual or series of individuals for the Iraqi leadership. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.
Secretary Kerry held talks with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. He met earlier with the Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry and told him the U.S. is very interested in working closely with the new government in order to make the transition as smooth as possible. Israeli troops shot dead two Palestinians in the West Bank on Sunday. Israel says one Palestinian man was killed in the Nablus area after ignoring warning shots and approaching them in what was described as a threatening manner. Another Palestinian man was killed in gunfire in Ramallah, the Palestinians' administrative capital of the West Bank. The clash has erupted as the military continues its search for three missing Israeli teenagers. The three Israeli youths, one with a U.S. passport, disappeared on June 12th in the southern West Bank. Israel blames the militant group Hamas for their abduction, but has no proof they were involved. Israeli officials say an explosion destroyed a vehicle in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, killing a teenager who went to work with his father. Authorities say the 15-year-old boy's father was a contractor who worked on the Golan frontier fence along the Syrian border. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will support Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko's call for peace talks over eastern Ukraine. Mr. Putin says a political compromise should be reached, one that ensures the rights of Russian-speaking people who live in eastern Ukraine. Pakistan says more than 300,000 people, including women and children, have left its North Waziristan border district, where an army counterterrorism offensive is underway. Ayaz Ghul has details from Islamabad.
The fighting has caused a flood of people to flee Waziristan. Federal Minister Abdul Qadir Baloch is supervising relief operations for the internally displaced people. However, Baloch says few families have shown up at the relief centers.
They don't like to stay in the camps. They prefer to go back, to go to different areas, to their relations, and to take houses on rent, live elsewhere instead of living in the camps.
The minister says families are being provided with food, drinks, and cash to meet their urgent needs. He tells VOA that the number of refugees is swelling by the day and is expected to go well beyond 400,000. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
In World Cup football action, Portugal leads the U.S. 1-0. In earlier play, Algeria defeated South Korea 4-2, while Belgium scored a late goal to defeat Russia 1-0. The victory for Belgium clinches a berth in the round of 16. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.